We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Lamed Tes. Zok the Mishnah: Shor Shel Pekeach, Shenogach Shor Shel Cheresh, Shoyta VeKoton Chayiv. We know that in Kol Tarikula we have someone called a Cheresh, a Shoyta, a Koton. They're not called a Ben. They're not considered a Ben Das. So the halacha is they could own property, things that belong to them, but they're not responsible for the damages of their property. So therefore, if a shor shel pekeach, a shor of a normal person, gores their shor, you have to pay because they own it, and if you have to pay for that. But the opposite way, the law is that they are potter. Then the Mishnah says, shor shel cheresh shoyta v'katan shenogach, bezdin ma'amidin lehem apotropos, bezdin appoints an apotropos, someone who's in charge, a treasurer, ma'amidin lehem b'fnei apotropos, and Edus say Edus about this shor in front of apotropos. So here, this is Shikostira. It sounds like, beginning of the Mishnah sounds like it's Potter. Then the second part of the Mishnah sounds like they appoint the apotropos. We'll see. And we have to show the Gemara will explain it. Let's say it became a muid. It means make him a muid. You can make this behem a muid in front of the apotropos. Say Edus that this shor nagach three times and became a muid. And Yechayiv. Phonetic Shalom. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. It sounded like Potter and said that become a movie, what's going on there? The Gemara will explain immediately. So the Mishnah Vayda, it's Pekech HaCheresh. So let's say this Shar was a muid by the apotropos, and then the Cheresh got his hearing back. Nishtafa Shoita, the Shoita became sane. Vehigdil HaKotan, the Kotan became a Gadol. Like the Lach is Chazol Tamusay, the Rameyah. The halacha is that we'll see in the sugya later on, something called Rishus Mishana, that it goes into a new Rishus, it's Mishana, the din of Mu'ud, and now it's back at Tam. It has to become Mu'ud again by the new owner, the Rabbi Yisrael, no, Rabbi Bechaz Gosai. Once it's a Mu'ud, it's always a Mu'ud. Even though now it went from the apotropos' Rishus back to the Katan's Rishus, who's a Gadol now, the halacha is it's still a Mu'ud. Sharat Stadim, the last halacha of the Mishnah is a new halacha, Sharat Stadim. A shor that's used for bullfighting, ain't a chayiv misa. It's not chayiv misa. Shnema kiyigach b'loy shagichu. The halacha is that the only when it goes and gores itself. But if you make it gore by trying to gore it, and the two bulls fighting, and let's say that bull goes ahead and kills a person, he is potter because someone incited this shor, and therefore it's not part of kiyigach. It's more yagichu. You made it gore, and therefore it won't be chayiv misa. What do we have? Chayiv nezakin. That's a shaila in the Rishonim, and we'll see also sugya later on. But the shaila is if chayiv nezakin as well. Of only what's the lach by nezakin? It's only any chayiv misa, or the guy other nezakin is a shaila. Also, that's a shaila that we'll talk about maybe Master Shem a different time. Now, so when we handle our mishnah, the shor shel pekeach, the shor shel cheresh shel katan. It says over here, a shor shel cheresh shel katan is potter, and then it says, a shor shel cheresh shel katan, Bezna appoints the apotropos, and it becomes a mood in front of the apotropos. What's going on in the sugya? So talk to Gemara. Haguf akasha. The Chavis Mishnah alone is a stira minei ubei. Amrit, shor shel cheresh shel katan. You have here a bull, a cow of a cheresh shel katan, not a shor shel pekeach, that gored a shor of a pekeach, says potter. Alma. You see from here that you don't appoint the apotropos for a tam. Calls man into a tam. You don't appoint the apotropos to collect megufa. Now, why not? Why don't you appoint the apotropos? So Rashi on the Mishnah says the reason is because we had a Mishnah before that said, "Ein bezdin zekakim el nechasos from achrayis," and we said by Yisoyimim, we don't collect from Yisoyimim as metaltalim. Anything, only collect from their karkois. We don't collect from their metaltalim. Here, by a tam, where do you collect the first three payments from? By a tam, where do you collect a tam from? From a gufoy. That's metaltalim liyasmi. And we're not as kokim to metaltalim liyasmi. Therefore, Rashi says that is the reason why we don't have a apotropos. Because someone who's a cheresh shoyta v'katan, we don't collect from their metaltalim. And by tam, it's collect megufoy. That's what it means. Ain mamidim apotropos latam ligvois megufoy. But Taisus is not like Rashi's pshat. Look at Taisus ain mamidim. Read some of Taisus inside. Taisus tema my tam the ain mamidim. What's the reason? The ain loymer don't say mshem the ain bezin's kalkim el nechasim shesh lama krayis is because bezin only gets involved in karka kadisa perakam or gavshava kesef ukim biyasmi. We said that more tomorrow biyasmin. L'domi klal. Why? The Hosom there married Behezeka Bechaya Av. There was a Hezek Bechaya Av, and the father was responsible, and then the father died. So he's saying, but here's no Sheikhis. And then he tries all the Pshatim. And Taisus, what's Pshat over here? He doesn't like Rashi Pshat. So Taisus, much later on, Taisus says, that Tamu Kim the Chos Rachmana Alat Ham Shlo Yisham and Shalom. This is not a cooler. So we didn't appoint the apotropos either. It's a cooler, one of the coolest of Tam. That's what this man the Yom holds. Aim and meet the apotropos Latam Ligvays Magufa. We'll see. There's another man the Yom on the base who argues, but that's what we're saying. Pshat our Mishnah is. The reason why it's part is because Aim and meet the apotropos Latam Ligvays Magufa. Aim a Seifa. What do you do with the Seifa? It says Shor Shecher Shel Vekatan Shenagach. That gourd, best of Midlan Apotropos, Umidin Lehem, Befne Apotropos. And you say Adis on their damages in front of the Apotropos. Umidin Lehem Apotropos, Otam Ligvays Begufoy. Looks like you do appoint Apotropos to collect from a Tam Chatzi Nezek. What's going on here? The Mishnah Stira. Amarava, Hachikdani. This is Pshan the Mishnah. Ve'im Huchsegunachonim. If he became a Muchsik to be a Negeach, it sounds like it already happened three times. You appoint Apotropos, and you say, aid this one Apotropos that it gored away three times. You make it into Muad. Goes ahead again and gores, L'shalom Aliyah. It pays Ma'aliyah. So what's the Mishnah saying? That the first three times, you don't have to pay. You don't mean, you're not Ma'amid Apotropos, L'tam Ligvay Sugufay. After three times, you say, aid this. And then he's Muad. And now the Apotropos has to watch it. And if it damages, then they are chayiv. We'll see who's chayiv in a second. They're chayiv. The pay from Aliyah, the chayiv. Now, Tosis points out, if you remember a few blad ago, like 10, 15 blad ago, there was machlokes, if Yehuda tu rabinon or Yehuda gav rabinon. That means, how do you make a muad? Just by being made that this shor gored three times, that's enough? Or you have to warn the owner three times, and he has to not watch it after being warned. So here, if after three times you go ahead at once and say Eidus from Apotropos that I go three times, L'chayr, it's not Yehuda Gavra. That's Tosis' question. Look, Tosis' V'im. Aim L'fara Shnok L'sholosh Palma Midin Apotropos, then you point Apotropos, Shem Yigech Revi'et, Shalom and Shalom, Tohon Nichay, that's good, Yehuda Tura Binan. El Yehuda Gavra Binan, Lo Yayid Bais Negiches, won't become a Mu'ud. And he has another Kasha, Zog Tosis' Tzarech Loimar, Napshat, like this. Avada, you have to have each aid this from the Apotropos. Huchsuku nachana means if you see this cow is a wild cow, it didn't do anything yet, but you see this is like a avada, it's going to happen. So you point the Apotropos right away, and the first three times you made it from the Apotropos that it damaged, and then after three times it's a muid. Not that you point the Apotropos after three times. You point the Apotropos right away in order to hear the, because you're expecting for sure this is a nachon, and therefore you point the Apotropos to say aid this in front of him in order to make it a muid, and after three times, I'll be b'shus apotropos and be chayiv for damages. So it says over here that what happens? You pay ma'aliyah. So ma'aliyah's man, who's responsible to pay? Rabbi Yechonam ma'aliyah's yisoyimim. The yisoyimim have to pay. You take from the yisoyimim's pockets. Rabbi Yechonam ma'aliyah's apotropos, the apotropos itself has to pay. And we have to see the Gemara to explain the machlekes, because the pashas you would say the apotropos should be chayiv because he's like a shomer. He took over the chiyuv to watch it. But it says here you pay from the shomer. We'll see the biyam machlekes soon. The first part of the kasha, how can you say he collects from the shomerim? How can we say they collect from the shomerim? But Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. You don't go and collect from Yisoyimim unless there's ribbis. Pashtus of Yehuda Amar Rav is talking about a case where the father left over a loan, left over a chayvus, he owed money. So you don't collect from the Yisoyimim unless there's some kind of loss happening, which means that they're paying ribbis per month. So you gotta, they borrow from a goy, let's say, and therefore you have to get rid of the ribbis, so you collect from the Yisoyimim. Rabbi Yechon adds on something. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Oy l'shtar shesh ribbis, either shtar that has ribbis in it, Oy l'ksubas isha mishum azayni. Or, ksubas isha also you pay right away. Why? Because as long as the isha does not get her ksuba, you have to support her with mazaynis. So the shayim are losing their assets by paying for the mazaynis of the isha. So we have here two examples. Only these two examples do you go to the shayim. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that we collect damages from the assignment? Here you see you only collect if river sechels b'hem k'subas isha. And again over here, Tosis asks that l'chayra, the reason in his kokim is again is by a father's chayiv, you don't take from the assignment unless these two factors are true, ribis or k'subas isha. But what does that have to do with over here? Zokt the Tosis. No, the Rabbi Yochanan come out, whole Indian is kokim boy. You never get involved in the properties of the assignment unless ribis sechel spem. That's the Lim Shah Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, the kash over here again is that why in the world are we collecting from the assignment? You don't go to the assignment. So why are we saying when it comes to mood? You collect from the assignment, l'chayra, you never collect from the assignment, zakti gemara, epach. We'll switch it around. Rabbi Yechon is the one who says, Yechon Malias Apachopsim, you pay from the Apachopis, pays for the damages. He's the one who says from the Yisayimim. And there was not a steer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon. Amar Rava, so in the Kasha, the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Master Slay, the Rabbi Yechon, you're going to make a Rabbi Yechon into a Taya? And say, Rabbi Yechon is the one who says, you take from the Yisayimim? But Rabbi Yechon is a Dainahu, he's a Dayim, an Ochzom Kadina, he always went to the Oymek Adin. To the depth of the din, and he would never say such a thing like that you go to the assignment and you collect from the assignment. That's shloike hilchasa. So why are we making Rabbi Yechanan worse? Eloi eloi sepach. Don't switch it around. And Rabbi Yechanan says he never collect from the assignment. You're right, but mazik shani, mazik is different. Now why is mazik different? Why is mazik different? Zok the rosh. The reason is hachon is kakum. Reading the rosh is lashon in simon dalit. Av hachon is kakim shem the nezikin shiny. Nezikin is different. Ulutoivas ha'olam. It's the toiva of the world. So yarbe lahazik nezikakim nechseim. I feel like saying ketanim Rabbi Yochanan. You're right. We don't go touch a ketanim nechasim unless there's something happening. Some ribis a chelas b'hem or a ksubas isha. But here the toivas ha'olam. It's not good to have shvarim that are being mazik. And if there's no accountability, then no one's gonna watch it. So therefore, we need accountability. And therefore, we made at the Kohen, we do collect from the Shemesh case. A mazik shiny. And it's not a steer Rabbi Yechanan. A mazik's different. Rabbi Yechanan, Amalias, Yisayimim, why? The Amos Liyas, Abatropos. Now explaining why Taka would go to the Yisayimim. I'd Abatropos himself is responsible. So tomorrow, the Amos Malias, Abatropos, if he said that Abatropos himself has to pay, Mimni, Veloy Avdi. He would not want to take the job. No one would want to take a job of being Abatropos on some wild shore if he had to pay for it. Therefore, we made at the Kohen that he go to the Yisayimim. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Malias Apachopis, you collect from Apachopis, it means only temporarily. Which means everyone agrees that at the end of the day, Yisayim are responsible. Because if not, the Apachopis will never take the job. The shaila is how much do we have to go, how far do we have to go in order to entice the Apachopis taking the job? According to Rabbi Yechanan says, no, you got to collect immediately from the Yisayim. Rabbi Yechanan says, that Malias Avachapas, right now, when he gets older, you're going to collect from the Simon, because if not, he wouldn't take the job. But right now, he does have to lay it out. So that's what we're holding right now. We explained Shana Mishnah that the first three times the Behema gores, even if there's Avachapas, no one is Chayef. It's special kula by Tam, like Taisa says, or Rashi has different shop. And then we said, when it comes to Muid, you do have to pay. Who pays? Mechleikus. One man there says, the Avachapas pays, and he collects later on when the children get older, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, you collect immediately from Ma'aliyas Yisayimim.